This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7. Whenever you hear Ozzy, you know what time it is. Time to get smarter. Our guy Neil Greenberg joins the program. Greenberg, what up, man? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing super. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
I want to start with hockey, and then we'll get to football. But what do you make of Ovi, the knee? He's on IR now. That means he misses at least three games. Three games, no big deal. I'd even say like five. Eight games, no big deal. But God, this sucks, because he was just playing at such an outrageous level.
Yeah, I mean, he was gaining ground on Gretzky almost every day at a very rapid pace. He was on track for almost 60 goals. I looked into the record a couple of days ago, and my estimates had him breaking the record around game 60 of this season. So there is some wiggle room here if he misses a couple of games, but there's two variables, right? We don't know when he will be back, and we don't know how he will be when he comes back. Leg injury, obviously, for a skating sport is very substantial. We don't see Ovechkin hurt almost ever, so the fact that he's even in this situation is alarming. It's tough. I mean, this was a dream season, right? Like, he wasn't limping to the record. He was sprinting and just absolutely defying all odds in terms of his age and everything. And, you know, we're kind of in limbo right now.
What do you think? They say week to week. You think it's – I heard people was trying to speculate, oh, they could be lying. But, listen, I take it. They say week to week. I took that as a positive.
You take it as a positive?
Yeah, because I think if it's week to week, I mean, he'll be coming back. If it was anything,
yeah,
serious,
I mean, I think he'll be coming back. But again, yeah. I mean, a leg injury is tough.
But a guy that has fought through everything, don't you think if anybody can fight through it, he will be the one that fight through it, unless it's something serious. And I think by the week to week statement, it doesn't tell me it's the season's over.
Yeah, hockey is normally vague, though, on timelines and injuries. I mean, we all know what happened. They'll still call it a lower body injury.
That's crazy.
I remember a couple years ago, Ovechkin, like, went down in a heap early on in the season, and he needed help off the ice, and then he was back the next period. You want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Everyone's just guessing right now, right? Like, we're all just guessing as to the severity of the injury. We probably won't know. There's been plenty of times the season ends and we hear people have been skating on broken legs and torn ACLs and all that other stuff. I guess the good news is Ovechkin, you know, he needs, what, like 30 goals or somewhere thereabouts. If he comes back soon, it's certainly within reach.
Like 27.
Yeah, I think it was 27.
27, 26, something like that.
Yeah, you just got to maintain a positive outlook and hope it's sooner rather than later.
Yeah. It's funny, we're all very caught up on Ovi, understandably, but the Caps are also kicking ass as a team. How big of a blow is this to the first place in the Metro Washington Capitals that you're talking about some level of missed time for Ovechkin, and he's our leading scorer. And
yeah,
then probably they're like
a tough
emotional.
I mean,
center.
You know, obviously you need your best players to be your best players. The Capitals have a ton of talent, right? Dylan Strome, Connor McMichael, maybe the best Connor Mick in the league.
That's a take right there, Greenberg.
So definitely, they definitely have the supporting cast, and they definitely have the talent to keep things going. But you lose the best goal scorer, you know, you're going to take a hit. I saw in the betting markets, they're probably like a distant fourth to be the best team in the conference. Their division hopes have certainly taken a hit. Again, it all depends. If Ovechkin's back next week, this is probably a blip. If it's 2 weeks or more, I think we start to have some conversations as to what are the revised expectations for the team.
That sounds about fair. We're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here, sports writer and stats geek, not nerd, for the Washington Post. You can follow him at N Greenberg. All right, speaking of conversations, I think we might be getting to a little bit of a crossroads here. Your Washington Commanders just played 2 games in 5 days against two of the best teams in football. Two really good defenses, plus they had a bunch of injuries. Quarterback was coming back from an injury. The offensive line had a ton of injuries. That's the context. They've now lost 2 games in a row for the first time in this season, first time in Dan Quinn's Washington tenure, first time in Jaden's NFL career. Blip on the radar or something more to see?
Well, this is now the third or fourth good team that they've lost to, right? Like, they've beaten the teams that they probably should have beaten, but they lose to Tampa in the opener. That's fine. I mean, there was a lot of new stuff happening. They lose a squeaker to Baltimore. Then they lose to Pittsburgh by one. And then, like you said, the Philadelphia Eagles by another, one-possession game. So what's happening is they're losing to good teams. And the teams they beat, the wins look worse and worse as the season goes on because those teams aren't winning, right? So it's putting Washington in a weird spot. I know a lot of the objective rankings have dropped them pretty significantly into like the 16th to 19th range, best team in the league. So they need to start to make those convincing wins happen again. Dallas obviously has some issues. I think they're 10-point favorites over Dallas right now. So they're going to have to start to impress people again, I think, and start beating teams that are considered good. They don't really have a lot of options on their schedule through no fault of their own. You know, New Orleans, maybe. They play Philadelphia again in Atlanta. So it's time for them to start to assert themselves. But the back-to-back losses, I think, have soured a lot of the objective metrics, meaning ones that are based on numbers alone. But I still think the team is fine. It's just we're starting to see some regression in terms of the offense, especially not humming along as it was before.
If they beat Dallas by
comfortably
4 or 5 points, does that make a difference? Or, 'cause I know for me, I don't care if they beat them by 1 point or 40 points. But
yeah,
you got to beat them by 40 points to make sure.
The trouble is, Dallas will be 3-8 at that point. So,
but you
got
to beat the people that you played on, Neil. How about the Ravens?
No, I'm with you. I get it. We talked this before, right? Like, this is a fraud league. If you beat the teams that you're supposed to beat, you're still considered a fraud because you haven't played anybody. And if you lose to those teams, you're considered a fraud because you can't beat them. So Washington's in a tough spot here. I think Washington just has to take care of business, beat the teams that are in front of them, and then they have a chance to show everybody what they're capable of in the playoffs, right? Like that to me is the objective of Washington. Stay healthy, make the playoffs, and then, start to assert your dominance in a way that convinces people that you were for real all along. Like, that's really the only thing that they can do because, like you said, they can only play the teams in front of them.
It's just so interesting because the game to win was Pittsburgh. They gave that thing away. You had a double-digit lead in the third quarter. You got 2 turnovers. You're only able to generate 1 first down. But that Pittsburgh team looks pretty good. Like, they just beat the Ravens when they're unable to score a touchdown. I believe, and if I'm proven wrong next week, this will happen. But I believe we're at a bit of a much ado about nothing stage where I lean anyway more towards this was two games against, like, the anecdotal evidence surrounding Cliff and a rookie wall, perhaps. I understand why people have the great concern. B said, like, a 4 or 5 point win over Dallas. To me, it's not about the number, although that may matter for, you know, people that end up laying the points or whatever. It's about how it looks. Because if they only win by 5 because Dallas in the fourth quarter scores a late touchdown to cover, I don't care, right? You just want them. What I care about, Greenberg, and I'm curious if there's a stat you look for, what I care about is offensive efficiency. It's about third downs, time of possession. Getting back to where you were winning games and looking your best, and you can hit play action, Jaden can hit you on the edges, and the passing game is crisp.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, the offense needs to look like the well-oiled machine it was before, right? Like, even in the losses, they were scoring on almost every trip to the red zone. They weren't turning the ball over. Like, this offense was the talk of the town, right? And not just town locally. I mean, like, the NFL at large.
The country, yeah. Stephen A.
I mean, everyone was talking about the offense.
Cowherd.
Now,
right.
Now the conversation is Bo Nix the offensive rookie of the year, right? Like, did he start to creep into this conversation, and maybe it's not a lock for Jaden Daniels as much as it was before. This is a very much what have you done for me lately league in all aspects. But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, if the defense is the final score doesn't matter to me as much as like what you said. Are they efficient on both sides of the ball? Are they able to do the things that they're supposed to do? And, you know, are they limiting the mistakes, right? Because like that's the stuff that transfers from week to week. So that's really what I'm looking for. I think they'll be fine against Dallas. I think they'll be fine this season. I just think it's going to come down to, you know, once they make the playoffs, and I still think they'll be a playoff team, you know, how do they look in that first playoff game? And then, you know, what is that? What's the conversation then? That to me is really what matters. The regular season, playing who they play, you know, everyone's in the similar situation. You play who's in front of you, and you're just trying to make it to the postseason healthy.
Mm-hmm. Totally. You know, it's just remarkable. You know what? This defense has been really good for three quarters in two straight games. And then I think the offensive efficiency kills them late in those games.
Yep.
It's just, like, you mentioned this Bo Nix thing, and there's just such a rush to judgment on all things in the NFL. And I've watched a little bit of Broncos. Like, I have some friends on that staff. And I don't know. If there's a question about who's better, I think it's asinine. But that's fine. Everybody's allowed to do what they want. Denver's playing good football, though. And I think here's where I would delineate between Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels. I think Denver's playing some good football, and Nix is a part of that. I think Washington, granted they're on a two-game slump, but Washington, over the course of this season, through 11 games, has played some really good football, and I think Jaden Daniels is
the reason.
The reason, right? Like
yes.
What does Barkley say? There's bus drivers and bus riders or something? Like, right now, Daniels is driving, and I think Nick's, on some level, as much as a quarterback can, is riding.
Right, and like for me, it's no contest. I think Jaden Daniels is the offensive rookie of the year 10 times out of 10. The fact that there's a conversation now that we're having, I think, is what's interesting to me. Because
but you know what's crazy, dude? Is it's kind of like the rhetoric of sports conversation is, I feel like most people are like, oh, well, it's Daniels, but now it's a conversation. Like, it's a conversation because we're making it one.
Yeah.
And maybe the Denver's play is
doing has
14-6 is legit.
Has
You're
helped
right.
him. Yeah. So I think that he's played his way into the conversation. I think there's a huge gap between the two, personally. I think that he's in the conversation only because there was no one in the conversation for weeks, right? Because Jaden Daniels was winning Offensive Rookie of the Year for the week. You know, he was on a team that was absolutely dominating on offense, historical efficiency, et cetera, et cetera. So, like, the gap to me is just narrowed, and now there's someone else to talk about. I don't necessarily think that it's a race, but I think that it's now a conversation that someone, at the very least, is now threatening in some way, where I didn't think that that was happening before. I think Jaden Daniels is a fringe MVP candidate. I don't think Bo Nix is anywhere close to that. So I think that we're kind of talking in shades of gray here. So, I agree with you. I think Jaden Daniels is the Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think Bo Nix has a chance to at least, you know, get himself more in the conversation, depending on what happens. But again, this is a very much what have you done for me lately. And, you know, people like to talk about the hot thing.
Yeah, for sure.
We let the people that who like to start ish get too big.
Talking with Neil Greenberg here from the Washington Post. You can check out his work at N Greenberg or over at the Washington Post. We're going to do them a little later in the program, but we might as well get this set part of the session over with. You do your own power rankings, which I applaud. You actually do your own homework. I like that. Where do you have the old Washington Commanders?
I have them 19th.
Damn, that's a fall.
19th.
I feel 2 weeks ago, I think you had them top 10.
In the NFL, yeah. I have them because the wins aren't looking as good, and they got a couple losses, and I'm pretty sure I'm close because I have the Dallas game as like minus 9.5, and I think the actual line is minus what 10.5. So I think I'm pretty close to where the other objective rankings are, including odds makers. Their rec is going to have them more at the top for the subjective rankings, but I think right now they're probably closer to the bottom than they are the top.
What? All right, so the three of us can run through this. Who do we consider the good teams? I think the real Super Bowl, the top teams are Lions, Chiefs, Bills. And then I'd have a tier below that.
Well, that's fair.
Go ahead.
I think it's the Lions and Bills. And then I have it as a gap to like the Eagles, Ravens, Vikings, 49ers, Packers, and then another gap with like Chiefs.
You think the Chiefs are behind all those teams?
I do, only because their 9-1 record. You look at their score differential; they probably should have 6 or 7 wins. I don't think Patrick Mahomes has played really great.
See, that's the problem, though. If he hadn't played great and he's 9-1,
sure.
You got to worry about him waking up.
You're absolutely right. And again, this is numbers driven. This isn't me, my feelings in it. Would I bet against Mahomes and the Chiefs? Never. Not in a million years. But my power rankings have it as like two very good teams and then just like a glut of teams in the second and third tier, which you can rank probably any way you want, and I wouldn't be able to have an argument. But I think Detroit has shown to be the best team in the league right now.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Buffalo is certainly there as well. The Eagles have a miraculous turnaround after their 2-2 start. They're playing really great football. And I think the Ravens are, you know, they're one of the most balanced, solid teams that we have. And I think that they're also near the top.
How do you reconcile, excuse me, I think you had the Niners somewhere in your top 10?
Six.
They're now sixth. You have them sixth.
Yeah.
They're 5-5.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not only outside of the playoffs looking in.
Injuries.
They're 1-3 in the division.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm crazy.
I'm not saying that. I understand that people believe there's a lot of talent. And maybe they'll get hot down the stretch here. There are still six games to play, or I guess they have seven. I am fully cognizant that there's a lot of football left and that that's a talented squad. Mm-hmm. But, like, when is your break point for, I don't want to say preconceived notions, but you go into the season thinking San Fran's going to be damn good, and that kind of impacts it, right? And
it does, yeah. Not as much now as it did, let's say, like in week three. It's mostly, yeah. I mean, this isn't an exact science, and there's a lot of stuff that we don't know, and there's a lot of stuff that I'm sure I'm wrong about. Like, there's a lot of stuff I'm sure that I'm wrong about all of the, like, all the ratings I have, just because there's just a lot of stuff that we don't know. But when you look at, like, how good the 49ers are versus expectations, both on offense and defense, they're the sixth best team in the league in terms of scoring more points than expected and saving more points than expected on defense. So that's ultimately what's keeping them relatively high. I mean, they're a good football team with some losses. But
dude, that loss last week is just unforgivable.
Well, it is, yeah. But again, I mean, it's my ratings aren't going to be volatile one week to the next based on one game. Like, what would push the needle the most is obviously injuries and future outlook, but also, you know, current performance relative to what we've seen in the past. Outliers aren't going to move it all that much. So, yeah, I think San Francisco is still a good team. Can I definitively say they're the sixth best team in the league? No, but do I think that they're top 10? I think so. Do I think that they're in, like, that second to third tier of contenders? I absolutely do.
It's going to be fascinating, man. Down the stretch we come. This league never, ever seems to disappoint, man. Thank you for the time, Neil, as always, buddy.
All right, talk to you guys. I don't know if I'll talk to you guys next week for the holiday, but if I don't, happy holidays. If not, I will talk to you again soon.
Thanks, buddy. Let's all hope Ovi gets better. That's our friend Neil Greenberg at N Greenberg on X. Maybe Blue Sky, too. I don't know. Everybody's joining Blue Sky.
Six.